Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Many of you women may be bored by the following conversation because we were just talking about this activity at a local school here where kids were asked to basically line up with a wooden bat in hand and hit a volleyball off of a cone. One kid here got hurt pretty bad, man. He's had a tough summer. He's had to spend the summer in the hospital. His shoulder's all jacked up. I feel bad for the kid now, but I asked for guys to call up and describe the dangerous games that they made up as kids. And they really did happen mostly in the summertime. You're bored, yep, man. That first week, you've got so many things to do that first week of summer. But then by day 8, man, it's all about like seeing how much stuff you could put in the microwave and turn on.
You can blow up.
How many ants you can like set on fire with a
magnifying glass.
And then when you get really, really bored, you start making up games to hurt each other. Good morning, Scott. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? Okay. What childhood game, looking back at it now, did you guys make up that just, I mean, you should be dead because of it?
We actually, when we were kids, we had motorcycles, and we decided one day to take a rope, tie it to the back of our motorcycle, and skateboard behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And we, let me just tell you, we zipped each other around the neighborhood at about 30 miles an hour. And we learned a quick lesson in physics. We learned that plastic wheels and metal ball bearings don't last very long at 30 miles an hour.
No.
Oh, no.
And I said, if I saw my kids doing this today, I would crap myself.
I learned it from you.
Yeah. That's funny.
Here is Vincent. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
What's up?
Okay. One of the things we did is jousting like knights used to do. We get on bikes, take garden rakes and motorcycle helmets, and then metal trash cans as our shield and lids. We go riding down the street against each other, and then try and knock each other off. You have to let go of the handlebars.
Yeah, man.
And you were jousting.
Garden rake jousting
that
on your bike.
Awesome.
That's really beautiful right there, man.
Make do with what you got, and I love that.
A lot of these are going to have to do with bikes. I remember some guys on my street, I was too young to do it, but they used to play like bike roulette. And what they did was they loosened up the screws on the forks of the bike. You know what the forks are? The forks hold the wheel to the rest of the bike.
That's
and
brilliant.
They had to go off a jump and land the bike. And every time they did that, they had to loosen the screws on the forks just a little bit more. And the next guy would go and he'd jump. And if the wheel stayed on, that was great. But eventually, that wheel was going to fall off while you were in midair.
And you would faceplant into the asphalt.
Into the asphalt. That was that was the object of the game, was to scrape your chin on the asphalt.
Awful. That's great. Awful.
Hey, Davis, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
what's
morning.
Happening?
All right, well, our game was called Suicide. What we'd do is we'd take either a handbar or a tennis ball and throw it up against the wall, and you had to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't catch it, then you had to run to the wall and touch it before somebody trips you and, you know, beat you up until you go ahead and hit the wall.
So
I think guys I knew played that same game.
It's just a reason to beat each other up.
Hit each other.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar.
Here's Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I just want to tell you, I grew up in the country, like the deep country, and like every summer, a game that we used to play was called Pinecone Wars, where we used to all go around and like grab like a bunch of pine cones And we had like maybe two teams of five people. We each had our bunkers, and what we used to do was throw around the pine cones and stuff. And when you hit somebody with a pine cone with the sticky things,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, like we hit each other in the face, like in the back. Like we used to always have to go in and like, you know, get Band-Aids or like alcohol on those swords and stuff. I mean, it was very, very brutal, but it was a fun game. We always had fun doing it.
Do you have any permanent scars?
I do. I have one on my arm because like we had to go to the hospital for one scar because like the pine cone had got stuck, like embedded so hard in my bag because we just throw the, we only got three of the green pine cones because those are a little bit heavier than the brown pine cone, so you only got three of those to throw
ones.
And so once those three were gone, that was it. But it was good times, really good times.
I'll tell you what, if we were a different radio station, man, it would be fun to do like the Olympic games with all of these as adults, you know?
I don't know what the point of this game was, but this is something we used to do in the winter in Syracuse because we had a science teacher show us that like if you use rubbing alcohol, like the fire that burns from rubbing alcohol isn't as hot as fire that burns from like, you know, other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like he used to do a thing where he would like make his fingers, you know, catch on fire and blue. So I don't know how this evolved into us pouring rubbing alcohol all over one of the Whalen twins' snowsuits. And lighting him on fire and then pushing him into a snowbank. We used to do that a lot to him. until the plastic on his snowsuit melted over the zipper and his parents got mad because they couldn't get him out and they had to cut the snowsuit off him.
Oh, no.
And I think my parents had to pay $18 for a new Kmart snowsuit.
These are the reasons right here, and all these games are part of the reason why if you go up to 10 guys, 9 guys have a scar on their face somewhere.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, it's like an honest God. Go ahead, ask 10 guys today. 9 of them will have something on like their temple or on their chin, something. Yeah. All right, this one would be hard to beat. I think this is our closer call right here. We're talking about the games that as a young child dudes used to make up. I mean, there are no rules to it, but they're so dangerous looking back at them as adults. All right, Will, I think you're going to be my closer here, man.
All right, man. Yeah, a couple friends, you know, we grew up a little country, so we had bows and arrows and whatnot. So we get a little bored, and sometimes we lay out in the yard, a group of us, and shoot an arrow up in the air and see who would lay there the longest before it came back down.
That's fantastic. That's it.
See, this kid, we'd never get a call from a woman like that.
Oh,
never, never,
that
never. Did it ever get to the point where somebody just waited a little too long and the arrow hit him?
No, luckily, none of us ever got pincushioned. Although we did used to play another game, which was throwing darts up in the air.
Yeah.
I got stuck in the top of the head with that one.
Oh, ouch.
Look at the dudes in your office today and just ask them where the scar is. Don't ask them if they have a scar. Ask them where the scar is. That's the reason why right there.
And the story behind it.
The Burt Show.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.